This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Proverbs chapter number 6, verses 16 through 19 says, "These six things that the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren." I emphasize the proud look because we looked last time at the word hate. We looked last time at the fact of the numbering of this. Now we're going to look at the proud look, the haughty look, the eyes, the prideful eyes. And it's the top of the list. Here it is. Starts off with being proud. God hates pride. He talks about in the New Testament about abasing pride, and he will lift up those that are humble. Now this all started back in the Garden of Eden, when the devil appeared to Eve. Well, where did the devil get all this from? Well, it comes out of Isaiah 14. "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." See, he was a proudful creature, and that pridefulness caused him to be cast out of heaven with the angels that followed him. He rebelled against God. So he appears to Eve in the Garden of Eden, and the first thing he does, he appeals to her pride. He says things like this: "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." The devil doesn't play fair. He's never played fair. He's never going to play fair. The serpent, he came into the form of the serpent. He overtook the serpent, and the serpent was subtle. And he said unto the woman, "Yea, hath God said?" Did God really say that? And of course, she got it from Adam. Adam got it from God. God would have said, "Yes, God said that." But the woman listened, and the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is planted in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it, nor touch it." And he didn't say anything about touching it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, "Ye shall not surely die." That's not going to happen. God knows you're going to be like him. Your eyes will be open. So he says, you are being kept from being able to see what you need to see. God knows. The enemy appeared to her. Come on. You're prideful enough to say, I should be able to do that. Well, listen to what God says. "The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low, and upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, upon all the high hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all pleasant pictures, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day." Isaiah 2:11-17. There's nothing worse than the sin of pride, lofty, high, and lifted up. God says, you want to get up? Get down. Lower, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Watch the eye look, the eye gate, and take that high, haughty look like God hates it. This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth Moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth Moment.